For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation to ban law enforcement from interfering in elections ahead of the state's primary next week. The bill was authored after a California sheriff seized hundreds of thousands of ballots earlier this year. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
The new law makes it a crime for law enforcement authorities to seize ballots from election officials. It also bans them from accessing voting equipment and lists without a court order. Newsom says the law strengthens election integrity amid challenges from local and federal officials.
We have to clarify the rules of engagement. That's why this legislation is important. There are fines associated with this and jail time, 3 years.
The fine for taking ballots is $1,000. In February, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, who's a Republican and running for governor, seized 650,000 ballots from a vote to redraw the state's congressional map to favor Democrats. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
A federal judge denied the city of Fontana's efforts to have a legal challenge against its street vendor laws thrown out. Street vendors who sued the city last year argue Fontana's rules unfairly criminalize them. KVCR's Anthony Victoria has more.
Fontana updated its laws in 2023 to allow a contractor called Fourleaf to confiscate vendors' food and equipment with no due process. In response, the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice sued Fontana last year on behalf of three street vendors. ICIJ argues the city effectively criminalizes vendors. The city argued that ICIJ has no legal standing to sue. But U.S. Judge Sunshine Sykes last week ruled that ICIJ presented enough evidence to continue their lawsuit. Ritu Mahajan Estes is the attorney representing ICIJ and the vendors.
They're trying to provide for their kids, pay their rent, pay their bills. What they want to see is they want the right to one day return to Fontana to vent. And they want to do it free of harassment and they want to be treated like human beings.
The city of Fontana did not respond to requests for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
In a statement to KVCR, a spokesperson said the city respects the court's decision and will again seek to have the legal challenges thrown out. California state lawmakers Wednesday debated several bills aimed at increasing oversight of federal immigration enforcement and targeting companies that work with immigration and customs enforcement. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
South Bay Area Assemblymember Alex Lee authored one proposal that would strip certain California tax breaks from corporations contracting with federal immigration enforcement agencies. Lee says the bills reflect a more aggressive approach by Democratic lawmakers compared to last year's efforts focused on limiting where ICE agents could operate.
We made sure that ICE was not in schools, they weren't wearing masks, they weren't in childcare centers. This time, we're going to the office, making sure it's harder for them to go out and kidnap and murder American residents.
San Diego Republican Assemblymember Carl DeMaio criticized the package, arguing Democrats are unfairly attacking federal immigration officers.
Who benefits from this attack on federal law enforcement agents? Certainly not our communities. It doesn't bring safety in our communities.
The bills approved by the Assembly include one that would impose a 50% annual tax on corporations running private detention facilities, and another measure that would require identifying decals on rental vehicles used by federal immigration officers. The bills now head to the Senate. At the state capitol in Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
A key inflation gauge accelerated in April to the highest level in 3 years, the latest sign that spiking gas prices and higher food costs are squeezing Americans' finances. The Commerce Department said Thursday that inflation jumped to 3.8% in April compared with a year ago. That's up 3.5% in March and the highest since May 2023. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.4% down from the 0.7% rise in March. A report showed that prices have risen for many items in addition to gas, a sign inflation could persist and pose problems for congressional Republicans in this year's midterm elections. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.